Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Fido to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 21st. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How you doing, Liana?
Good. It's Liana Saturdays. Although, okay, I'm going to pull a Brent for a hot second and rant about something. Does anyone know how to cut mangoes? Because I bought mangoes last week and I was finally excited that they were ripe this morning and I go to eat them. I mangled the whole thing. I don't know how to cut any mangoes. So if anybody has any tips or tricks, please let me know because this morning was a disaster. So, I'm sorry. I'm done. I had to get that off my chest.
We need to coordinate you with Haley Strong, who wants to make a YouTube channel about food stuff, and then she can make a video about how to cut mangoes for you.
Okay, perfect. That's exactly what I need. We can be do that sort of like we're in the kitchen and then, you know, ding, all of a sudden it's done. Here's a cut mango. I can get behind that.
So we have this mango. But don't worry, guys. We have an already cut mango right in the oven.
That's how hard they are to cut. Even the TV shows can't do it. They have to fake it also and use that kitchen magic.
All right. Well, we are here to talk about mangoes and everything that's been happening on the Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds yesterday. And I'm enjoying these feeds. I am. This is some great stuff. Just if you're only watching the show, you're missing out on so much greatness. But before we get into it, I do want to quickly some people have been asking me, what is a triple? This is our first Big Brother Canada season. What does a triple mean? What does it entail? So I want to briefly describe what a triple eviction is. Basically, at the end of this week on Thursday night, somebody will be evicted from the Big Brother Canada 6 house, and then an HOH competition will happen. Somebody will become HOH, and instead of nominating two people, they're going to nominate three people. Then everybody except for the HOH is going to compete in the veto competition. It's the only time when the HOH does not compete. Since there will be seven people in the house, all six of the other players will compete in the veto competition. The veto will play out as normal. You can save yourself or somebody else. And then when they go to vote, there will be three votes. And the vote will be to save one person of the three that are on the block. So you will be like, I vote to save Maddie because she is the least threatening of the people that are on the block. And then the other two people on the block will be safe, will be evicted, and Maddie will be saved. And that's how the triple eviction works.
That was really great, Taryn. I think maybe you can read me the Google results for when I Google how to cut a mango, because that was much more informative than me just reading it myself. No, I'm kidding. No, it's good. I mean, because that's the thing. We don't see the triple in BBUS. And so I think obviously it's played a huge role in people's strategy so far. I'm actually a little upset that they're actually getting one, because I was like, I wanted to mess with their game plans. But yes, we'll have the triple. Two people will go home and one person will be safe.
Yes. And the reason that people are so annoyed at triple evictions is, one, because they've been talking about the triple nonstop this season. And two, it's almost impossible to fully insulate yourself for, because normally in a Big Brother season, you are like, well, as long as I'm not the first target, I should be okay. But with a triple, you can't be the first target or the second target or even the third target, really, because it's a vote to save and not a vote to evict. You could be the second to last person on their target list and still go home next to their first target. But because their very last target was up next to you, it's all over the place. It's very, very difficult to avoid being evicted. People talk about Kevin Martin being screwed in the Big Brother Canada 3 triple eviction. It's actually more Willow that got screwed in that triple eviction. But he almost got screwed in the Big Brother Canada 5 triple eviction. Ultimately, we saw the the French Connection, is that what they called themselves? Yeah. They ended up going out in that one. But it's exciting to watch, but it also can really suck some of the tension out of the house afterward, as twists are often like to do. So that's what the triple is, and that's the brief history of the triple eviction. As we saw Kevin Martin's posing in one of these, was it the HOH or the veto competition? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think the
maybe it was a veto. After he won the, he vindicated himself last season. He fell to the ground in exuberance of joy. That's the triple. But let's get into these live feeds, because there's some great stuff headed your way here. We start the day. Kayla and Derek are worried about being nominated, obviously. And Kayla is really hoping that, she's trying to think of like different ways that they can prevent themselves from being nominated. She's thinking, well, maybe if we get Allie and Liv to back us up and say, you really need to target Paris, Maddie and Will, then maybe Johnny will go along with that. And, This is a flawed plan. This is what Johnny wants to hear so that he can target these four. Because again, as he basically told them straight up, if it's those four against the other three and he targets the three, then he is now one of the three that is outside of that four who will be nominated in the triple.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so funny to hear both Derek and Kayla make this pitch of like, okay, but we're a final five and then it'll be great because then the pairs will go after each other. But I mean, obviously, like Johnny, it is funny that you're saying that. It's almost like Dayla's playing right into his hands of giving him exactly the information that he wants in order to target them, because it makes sense for Johnny to rather stick with those three than to go in sort of this fake five. I don't know if it's fake. I mean, it's fake. Five person thing with Allie, Olivia, and Derek and Kayla.
Yes. They also talk about trying to expose Paris to Will and Maddie. Paris is going to try and beat everyone to the punch, and she's going to let Will and Maddie know about the real deal before anyone else can do it. So Kayla and Derek, a little slow on the draw there.
Yeah, it's funny that Kayla pretty much the entire day was when she would talk to especially Johnny, be like, oh, talking about so-and-so. And Kayla would be like, okay, but Paris, though, like Paris. So how about Paris? It's like this convincing is not going particularly well. She just couldn't get Paris's name out of her mouth.
Yeah, very much so. Paris, Maddie and Will, meanwhile, are talking about like we're the final three. This is great. I don't know. Isn't this great? And Maddie is saying, well, who are we bringing to the final five? Other than Johnny, because we all obviously are bringing Johnny. Like, oh, okay, that's good for Johnny. And so basically, this conversation reveals to me, at least right now, Maddie and Will both plan on not targeting Johnny, not evicting Johnny in the triple eviction. They want Johnny in the final five. Maddie and Will, they kind of settle on maybe we'd bring Allie in with us. Definitely not either of Dayla. And then if we had to choose between Allie or Liv, we'd probably choose Allie right now. Johnny is going to work on changing that. But for now, they would prefer Allie. Paris, though, doesn't really want Johnny, but she's going to stay quiet in this conversation.
Yeah, Paris is a, you know, obviously feels a little differently than the other two, but I think she sort of understands a position that she's in. She's not, at least in this moment, going to fight for what she thinks is actually the correct move. There are still a couple steps. I know the triple is a big one, but she knows sort of to keep her mouth shut for now and maybe push what she wants later.
Yes. So Maddie also mentions that Johnny is wanting Derek out over Kayla, and she agrees with Johnny's logic that Derek is a bigger threat. She thinks they should support Johnny this week. And Will says, yeah, I agree with that. So, you know, Johnny was worried about having like being able to take Derek out over Kayla. But so far, all of it's been working. It seems like Will and Maddie are both on board. Obviously, Allie and Liv are still on board, but he's going to make sure to check in and get confirmation from people. So this day is largely going to be Johnny confirming that he's going to be able to take Derek out, and then also again setting up for the triple, trying to make sure he has as many outs as possible, knowing that he's in danger regardless.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny knows that he's, you know, he was obviously, it's always so much fun when somebody goes from being the being on the block, being the potential target, then staying and then becoming HOH, and seeing what Johnny has been able to do with that flip in power has been really interesting, because he's not, you know, he's definitely not coming at it from, oh, I'm going to be vindictive. It's very much a logical, sort of level-headed, but also very personal, friendly way that he's approached everybody. And so when he's trying to get people on board to get out Derek, it is very much from a, you know, oh, I'm not telling you this, or this is like what's best for my game. It's like, well, Derek is a big threat. Derek's going to win competitions. You know, Kayla can't win the question comps, but Derek can, and he's a physical threat. So who is it that we should take out? And he's sort of using those arguments throughout the day in order to validate that people are on board with taking out Derek over Kayla.
Yes. So so Derek has a conversation with Johnny where he pitches to stay. He's saying, well, nobody's been loyal to us this whole game. Everybody always wants to use the showmans. And Johnny's just like, well, I mean, you're a big threat. That's how it works.
Like, yeah, no doy. Like, of course.
Yes. Derek, of course, as we mentioned, plays into Johnny's hand. He says, Allie and Liv are on board to target Paris, Maddie, and Will. You should join us into a group of five. We'll target that trio. And Johnny's like, yeah, maybe. And of course, Johnny then immediately runs to Maddie and is like, hey, Derek was trying to get me to join their four, but what am I, dummy? I'm going to join their four-person alliance. I need to take one of them out and make it a three-person alliance. Just really further solidifying this two-sided house, the thing that he needs to do in order to make sure that he's safe, at least as safe as he could be in the triple.
Yeah, I mean, I think Johnny straight up says it's a terrible plan. I was like, good, okay, good. At least you recognize that this is a really terrible plan. I wish for Derek and Kayla's sake, they recognize that this is a terrible pitch to make to Johnny. But obviously, they try to push it throughout the day. And yeah, I mean, it is really clear. And it's funny because, you know, we sort of talked about the sides of the house last week. I feel like Johnny has put in such good work really making sure that those sides feel like they are poised against each other, which is exactly what he needs to do. And that's really encouraging to see from his gameplay.
Yes, very encouraging. He also starts to work on Maddie a little bit, talking about Liv. Maddie is saying that she likes Liv, but she feels like she's a big threat and a bigger threat than Allie. And Johnny's like, maybe, yeah. I mean, she was saying some nice things about Paris and, you know, just starting to plant those seeds. You know that Johnny is going to be making sure that he very much wants Allie to or Liv to stay over Allie if it comes down to it in the triple or further on.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just that. Also, I think that Johnny has really been, at least in this conversation, you can see him really sort of working on his relationship now with Maddie, because he's sort of solidifying, yes, I'm sticking with, you know, Will, Paris, Maddie with you. That's the four, you know, I'm solid. And then he even says to Maddie, I feel like you and I are in similar positions within this alliance, sort of then separating them as a duo from Paris and Will, which I think is really good to now start putting that plan in motion for later on. If Maddie is for some reason wins a comp and is put in some position of power, you know, how she will feel with Johnny versus potentially a Will Paris, you know, duo that Johnny is sort of setting up in her mind.
Yeah, and he's doing some massive work here. Very, very good stuff from Johnny. I'll talk about it a little later on as well, but it's very good. He's definitely bonding with Maddie. He has her to the point where she does not want to target him in the triple. He is the target for the triple. He is the juicy target in the triple eviction, especially once one of Dayla is gone. And Maddie isn't going to target him. Will isn't going to target him. And it's like that number is going to continue to grow over the course of the day. So, it's good stuff. Kayla talks to Johnny. She also pitches the five person thing. Johnny tells her that he prefers to see her stay over Derek as a sort of continuation of their conversation before Johnny was saved, where she wanted Johnny to keep her over Derek if it came down to it. And yes, as you mentioned, she says, don't be sleeping on Paris here. She's got the social game. she's got the best social game in the house. I would vote to her, vote for her to win if she makes it to the end. She's a slippery one.
Oh my God, my favorite. Oh, speaking of slippery, like a snake, because Kayla did compare Paris to what Paul was doing in Big Brother 19, which is hilarious. But if that holds true, then she's not going to win in the end. So you do want to take her. So I don't know if Kayla finished that season, but or maybe thinking that the jury will have a different opinion. But yeah, I mean, Kayla just completely throws Paris under the bus, talking about how strong her social game is. Yeah, sorry, Kayla, but it's not going to happen. Johnny's not going to target Paris this week.
I'm not saying she's a snake, but she's got some snake-like tendencies. Yes. So later on as well, Kayla is going to be talking to Derek about this idea of voting for Paris in the end, which is definitely an interesting notion. She said she would even vote for Paris over Johnny, which leads me to believe that that maybe she's saying like Johnny is the standard for who I would vote for, and I'd vote for Paris even over Johnny. But she may also just be mad at Johnny for nominating them and maybe doesn't want to vote for Johnny.
Yeah, I think that that's the case. I don't know how much I believe the things that she was saying in that conversation.
Yes. So we have Johnny then continuing some one-on-one conversations. And this is another thing that I'm really going to praise Johnny for here. He talks to Liv and they discuss his plans and how he wants Derek out over Kayla. And just like, he asks her questions. I've talked about this kind of thing before, where when you are HOH, you want to make your allies feel valued and feel like they're part of the decision. And like Liv especially is vulnerable to this because Allie does not do that with Liv. So Liv is feeling like she's being included. He's making sure to check in with her multiple times throughout the day, because it's very important for him, especially for Liv, because she is the most likely person to win a competition in the triple, because it's her and Kayla are the only ones who have won a competition after Derek leaves. So it's very important for him to be able to get her on his side. That's difficult to do with Allie there. They've been such a duo all season long. So he's working very hard on trying to pull her away from Allie. And it's starting to work. He's like just including her and making her feel heard and valued in this decision. She's giving her opinions and he's hearing them out and like acting like, yeah, like I'm hearing what you're saying. I'm listening to you and considering what you're telling me. It's going to work wonders on Liv today.
Yeah, not to get too far ahead, but it was sort of fun to see these number of conversations that Liv and Johnny had throughout the course of the day, because you can almost sort of see Olivia shifting throughout the day. Like every single conversation that Johnny has with her does something positive for Johnny puts Olivia a little bit closer to Johnny, a little bit further from Allie. And it's hard with Olivia because I can never tell if she's actually playing the game or if she's just being her. Again, this is just her normal sort of mode of behavior. But, you know, you can tell she's sort of being worked over, I think, a little bit by Johnny. And she also is somebody who it's been talked about in the house that she's just honest. Like she just says whatever she's thinking, pretty much, you know, except for, of course, like a few exceptions of her lying to people who are going home. But, you know, somebody like that, that's the person you want to be asking questions to. And yes, you're doing it with the ulterior motive of trying to make them feel comfortable, but also who knows what type of information you might get. So, yeah, I agree. Good on Johnny.
Yes. So he also checks in with Will. They discuss the pros and cons of Derek and Kayla. This is more Johnny trying to get Will on board with evicting Derek. Luckily for him, Johnny talked to Maddie last night about working together to try and convince Will and Paris to be on board with evicting Derek. Maddie had already put in some work, as we talked about earlier in the day. So when Johnny is talking about Derek being a bigger threat than Kayla, Will is like, yeah, I agree. I think I'm on board. I'm on board. Let's take out Derek. He also asks Johnny, well, who are you going to put up if the veto is used? Obviously a little concerned, like, are you going to put up one of us or one of them? And Johnny's like, don't worry. I'm going to put up Allie or Liv if the veto is used. So that's good.
Yeah, I don't really have anything.
So I needed to cut away for a second so I could cough, but it was a bad spot to cut away. Will also Will says like, I don't know how Paris is going to react to sending Derek out over Kayla. So let's try and like figure out a way to sort of like break that news to her and get her on board. She's smart. She'll understand that he's a bigger threat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and I think, you know, Paris does talk about this later about it being, you know, she knows she has to make the best strategic move for her game. She can't make it personal. And so, again, sort of appealing from that perspective. But I think if Johnny continues to get Will and Maddie for sure on board, I think Paris ultimately is going to have to side with them because that's where the numbers are.
Yes, I agree. So Johnny does have a quick conversation with Paris where Paris is being Paris. She's just like, Kayla. She's so annoying. I can't believe all the things she's doing. so on and so forth. And she also wants to, she's like, you're not going to nominate us, right? Like, you're going to stick to our deal. You're going to, if the veto is used, you're not going to nominate, like, in a much more obvious way than how Will did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Johnny's like, it's okay. It's going to be okay. I for sure won't nominate Maddie or Will as replacement nominees. Like, it's all going to be all right. Sort of doing a little bit of like puppy dog hand holding, just reassuring her that yes, it's okay. Which I think, you know, Paris does sort of see herself as like a mastermind target. So I think she just sort of thinks that people would inherently want to target her, especially with Kayla throwing her name out so much. So, you know, it's a little paranoia from Paris's perspective, but I can see where she's coming from.
Yes. And she had also been asking Will and Maddie earlier in the day as well that like Johnny's not going to nominate me, right? Like he's not going to betray us, right? She's just very nervous. So Johnny checks in with Allie. They talk about they lock in. We're going to take out Derek over Kayla. And this is a kind of a weird conversation. Allie just like out of nowhere just admits like, yeah, I feel threatened by you, Johnny.
Yeah. Like, well, I thought didn't Johnny may have asked, but Allie just completely is like, yeah, like I am threatened by you. Asking,
like, do you feel threatened by Derek? Who do you feel threatened by? And she's okay, like, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I feel threatened by you, too. Like what? What? Like, she's like, I don't think I can beat you. I don't think you'd take me to the end. Like, okay.
Like, Allie, stop talking, please. This is what I went through about. Like, Allie, please stop talking. Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, wait, what are you doing? And then, like, straight up, it says, like, yeah, it's because you have strong comp abilities and you have a really good social game and stuff. And I was like, Allie, stop. Like, nominations haven't happened yet.
It's like Nicole telling Derek that he's Dan. Like, yeah. Like, what are you doing?
We'll get you sent home. Shush.
Johnny and Liv check in one more time. Like I said, he's making sure to check in with Liv multiple times throughout the day. And they confirm, I'm putting up Derek and Kayla. We're going to send Derek out. He then has a conversation with Dayla where he lets them know, I'm going to be nominating you guys. Derek is like, this is a mistake. I understand it, but it's a mistake.
It's the wrong decision, but it's up to you. I mean, it's definitely the wrong decision, but you know, you do you, bro.
Johnny says it's not personal. We'll still be friends on a personal level, but I will be nominating you. And he does, in fact, then nominate Derek and Kayla for eviction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we didn't get to see it, but I heard that Derek was gonna do a slow clap after Johnny put them up. So I'm really, really hoping that happens because I would love to see that.
You know what? I think somebody said exactly what Johnny's speech was, and it was something about revenge.
Yeah.
You know, I could listen to my head or my gut, but you know, this is just for revenge. Like, you know, just typical Johnny, just making a big, you know, theatrical speech. Later on, Derek's going to be like, oh, I can't believe he said he's doing this for revenge. but I mean, it's very consistent with, all of Johnny's like talking to the cameras, like I'm thirsty for revenge.
At least he's sticking with his narrative.
Yeah. After Derek and Kayla are nominated, Paris is bragging to the cameras like, oh, they thought they could throw me under the bus. Oh, you don't say my name. You're on the block now. Who's on the block now? Like, Paris.
I know. I love it. She's like, I'm such a mastermind. That's what you get when you throw my name around. Okay, fair.
the same person that was like so scared that she was going to get nominated. All right. So Liv and Paris have a brief conversation where Liv is going to try and campaign a little bit. Paris says she'd prefer to see Kayla go. Liv says Derek's the bigger threat, though. And Paris is like, yeah, I mean, it's looking like another week where Paris wants one thing and all of her allies and everyone else wants another thing. And Paris is going to have to swallow. I mean, this is just the story of Paris's game is I want one thing, but I can't make it happen, and I need to just like not push too much to ruin my game.
I don't know. Paris told the cameras that she runs this house. So, which if by running this house, you mean the exact opposite thing that you want to happen during the week happens, then yes, you are running the house.
Yes. So Derek and Kayla talk. They talk about how if they stay, they want Will and Johnny out in the triple eviction. And they're hoping that their plan to stay this week is if one of them wins the veto, then they can somehow convince Johnny to nominate one of Paris, Maddie, or Will. And then Allie and Liv will vote to keep them. And then that's three votes. Then they'll be able to stay in the house. It's a bad plan, because Johnny will not nominate one of those three. And also Allie and Liv, who talk separately, say they would not even be willing to follow through, that they would be voting to evict Dela.
Okay, so my favorite part of this plan, there's two parts. One, they have to win the veto. Two, then they get Johnny to put up one of Paris, Will, or Maddie. They're so concerned about the winning veto part, it's like they don't even care that the second part is literally never going to happen. Like, yeah, sure, you're going to win the veto, but there's no way that you're going to be able to convince Johnny to do that. And then, yeah, let alone have Allie and Olivia be on your side. Like, it's just so funny to see this complete gap in logic between like the thing that could probably happen is the thing they're most worried about. And the thing that's literally never going to happen, they're like not even addressing.
Yes. Sometimes I have little notations in my notes to make sure that I say whether or not something is a good idea. And for this one, I said they're hoping that if they win the veto, their plan to get one of the trio nominated now will work. And I wrote in parentheses, it won't. No.
Yeah, you need I think it was Animaniacs that did good idea, bad idea. That's what you need. You'd be like, bad idea. Like, good idea, winning veto. Bad idea, getting Johnny to put up Will.
Yeah. So Johnny and Will have a conversation where Will is saying, I'm 100% down. We're voting out Derek. We're good. And Johnny's like, perfect. Johnny says, hey, Will, just so you know, they're talking about Paris a little bit. You know, I learned about this real deal thing. Will is like, yeah, Paris told me and Maddie earlier, and I'm pretty mad about it. And I'm also like, she's also been making some comments about me, like how I don't have patience. Like, he's not happy with Paris.
Well, it's funny because I think Johnny sort of sees like, oh, okay, there's this crack here. And I think he really wants to exploit that, but he can't at this moment because he needs that three to stick together for this moment. So, you know, he's trying to just sort of like, okay, let's just push this under the rug for now. Like, I will use this information later when it actually benefits me. But for now, having Will and Paris go after each other is not in Johnny's best interest.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he needs them to stick together as a big target in front of him, but also distrust each other enough that they won't do what Paris says if Paris wants Johnny out. That they have a better relationship with Johnny individually than they do with Paris, maybe. So Johnny is trying to exploit that. Allie and Liv have a conversation. Allie's talking to Liv about how she wants to nominate in the triple eviction. What Allie wants to do is nominate Maddie, Paris, and Will, and then take out Paris and Will with the potential of if the veto gets used, maybe I'll throw Johnny up there and we'll potentially take Johnny out of the house. So Allie is definitely somebody that Johnny needs to be careful of. And Liv is not really into this plan, but she does not feel hurt in this conversation.
Aw, poor Liv. Yeah. And she'll talk about it later, but yeah, it makes sense that Allie would want to put up those three right off the bat. But like you said, you know, if Johnny does end up going up, he could be the second person's target or even third person's target. But if Paris is seen as such a non-entity, or Maddie is seen as such a non-entity, you know, he ends up going home, even though, you know, Will, Paris, Maddie were the original three that were supposed to go home.
Yes. And so Liv, I'll skip ahead a little bit to Liv, then we'll run to Johnny, and Johnny is saying, like, we've got the votes to keep Kayla, like, Derek, Will is on board, Derek should be going home, like, we're all good here. And Liv is, can I just rant to you for a second about Allie? Just, like, I had a conversation with Allie, and I just, like, she always is, like, discrediting what I'm saying, and like not taking into account what I want, and talking over me, and like doesn't care what, like, she just, like, she steamrolls me every time. It's so frustrating. Like, I want to start, like, just getting into less and less conversations with Allie in general, just so, like, I want to be able to, like, play my own game here. It's just very frustrating.
Oh, this was so cute. This goes into the whole Johnny Olivia relationship that gets to develop over the course of the day. And to see Liv just come in and just be like, can I rant to you? I was like, yes, yes, I love this relationship. And the fact that, you know, not only is Olivia feeling steamrolled by Allie, you put that in direct contrast with how she's being treated by Johnny, and it puts even more of a disparity between the two, because she's able to directly compare them. Here's an ally who listens to me, who trusts, you know, at least she thinks, what I have to say. And here's an ally who just steamrolls over everything I want and who I disagree with as far as who we should target in the triple. So, you know, really, this is really pushing a wedge between Allie and Olivia.
Yes. And this is, I'll skip ahead again a little bit to finish off this storyline. Olivia is going to later talk to the cameras, or at least to herself. And she's going to say, I don't want to do what Allie wants in the triple. I want to protect Johnny. I would love for Johnny to take me to the final two. I would prefer to be with Johnny in the final two than Allie. If I'm there with Allie, Allie's just going to try and discredit everything I did in the game and say that it was her and not me, because she's insecure about her competition wins. And that's going to be really frustrating. I don't want to be in the end with Allie. I would rather be in the end with Johnny. And it's just like I don't know how Johnny did this. Over the course of a couple days, he has pulled Liv from Allie. And again, Liv being the person who is probably most likely to win in the triple eviction HOH and or potentially the veto, depending on what the veto is, but probably the most likely person to win the HOH. In the triple eviction, and like we said on Thursday night, it's a triple eviction. Johnny needs to win that veto. And he has turned this around. Johnny now has Olivia, who I think if she won HOH, she would never nominate Johnny. If she won the veto, I think she would save Johnny. And if Johnny is on the block on the triple eviction, I think Olivia would save Johnny over anyone else in the house. And that's insane, because Johnny should be leaving in the triple.
I know, it's crazy. Yes. Well, she just loves him. I think that the fact that Johnny was able to do this is, I mean, it's amazing in and of itself. But just to watch Olivia, like, oh my gosh, I just love her logic of, I would rather be in the finals with Johnny because Allie is going to throw everything that, you know, is going to discredit me. It's like, okay, well, what do you think Johnny's going to do? I mean, yeah, he's not going to directly go after you, but look at all of the things that he's done. You know, how are you going to stack up against him? But the fact that Olivia even, you know, was saying that, well, if I have to throw Allie under the bus to Johnny, like, I'm willing to do it. I'm going to do it. And that is such a shift in sort of her loyalties and her logic that have occurred over this short period of time. I really want Olivia to win the triple just to see what happens.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, and so thinking of it now, like, when the triple was announced, Johnny was in a position where I think every single person would have put him on the block in the triple, or at least close to it. And he goes in almost any scenario if he doesn't win the veto. He is now in a spot where Maddie will not put him up. Will will not put him up. Maddie will not put him up. There are three out of the six people playing that are not going to target Johnny in the triple. That's literally like, what's the percentage up from 0 to 50? It's a lot. It's a lot. It's very good. And now even he, because I don't think Johnny's going to be put on the block with, it's not likely that he'll be put on the block with Olivia necessarily. So he's got at least two people theoretically playing for him in the veto. And that's just to start, because thinking about the other people, Ali is only considering taking Johnny out in the triple, because she's going to put up the trio first. And then if the veto is used, she'll think about, nominating Johnny. And you know that in that moment, Olivia is going to be working on Ali, and so is Johnny, to try and keep Johnny off the block. So he has a chance at that fourth person not wanting to take him out in the triple. So he's at least got a like 50-50 shot of not even being nominated in the first place. Then he's got at least a 1 in 3 shot, I think, at taking home the veto.
Yeah, so you do the math right there. I don't do mental math. I'm an engineer. We don't do that. So I think that it's really just shocking what Johnny has really been able to do. I mean, I think that he definitely, depending on sort of what Kayla is thinking, if Paris somehow pulls out the win, I mean, I think that there are situations where he could end up, going up and really being in some serious danger. I think the fact that he's been able to do so well in the competitions is also something that's in his favor, that if he does end up going up, he has a chance to win the veto. So I am cautiously optimistic about Johnny's chances to survive next week.
Yes. And as they're pointing out, I think Michi in the chat is pointing out, even if Paris wins, and Paris, we'll talk about, does want to try and take Johnny out in the triple. She is one of the people that is most actively trying to take a shot at Johnny here. But even then, it's Dayla first, then Johnny. So if it was not a triple, then Johnny would be safe regardless. But if Paris wins the triple eviction HOH, she's not going to put up Maddie or Will. And both Maddie and Will want Johnny safe over any other two people that Paris would put up. So even if Paris does take a shot at Johnny, she's going to have to do some convincing to get Maddie and Will to both not vote to save Johnny. At that point, we're down to it would have to be Kayla winning the triple eviction HOH, nominating Johnny, and having both Paris and Ali available to not vote to save Johnny. Something along those lines. It's really looking good. And it's at this point that I think I am ready to say, like, I think we're looking at, this is a great player. Like Johnny is being introduced to the pantheon of great players here, between what he did last week, what he'd been doing all season long, and how he has managed to increase his odds into the triple now. And if he does, like, if the triple wasn't here, Johnny is set for the game. Like, Johnny should be the favorite to win without the triple involved. He could still go out in the triple. That would be unfortunate for him. But he is, even with this triple, which is a very difficult thing to maneuver around, it seems like he might be able to. And that's just very impressive. And everything that Johnny's been able to do has been very impressive. And I'm calling it now. I feel like we're on the verge of watching something great here. And it's not often that we get to do that.
Just right on the edge. Yes. Okay. Well, I don't know if it's too much hyperbole potentially for me. Although I do love Johnny. I've loved him since the beginning. I loved him from his intro video. But to be able to, I think to just to see the progression and, to have other strong players in the house, I think also makes me feel even better about what he's been able to do, because it's not that he is steamrolling everybody because there are just so many non-entities in the house. I mean, there are a couple, but there are other people who are really considering, what's best for their game and really are trying to play hard. And he's been able to maneuver around them as well. So that's nice to see that he's actually had a challenge in the house and has been able to sort of come back from the position that he was in previously.
Yes. So meanwhile in the house, Maddie is going to talk to Johnny about her plans for the triple. They currently are that she would want to nominate Kayla, Allie, and Liv, and she wants both Allie and Liv gone in the triple. This is again something that I'm sure Johnny will try to work on, because Johnny does want Liv to survive beyond the triple, so that he can start to maneuver along and probably take Paris out. Paris also says to the cameras, as I mentioned before, she says now she needs to start winning out. She hasn't won a competition yet. She's certainly been throwing some of them. But who knows? Who knows what Paris's capabilities are? Maybe she does win in the triple. Maybe this could be Paris's time to come out of the shadows. If she manages to take out Johnny in the triple, I think she probably becomes the favorite to win at that point. So that's what she's saying. She needs to start winning out. Johnny's a big threat, and she needs to get whoever stays from Dayla out first, but then she's gonna she also needs to get Johnny out, because he's just too good at these competitions.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that Paris, someone in the house, is recognizing that Johnny she probably should have been the target last week, obviously, and is somebody who they should be looking at moving forward. It's just her and the cameras at this point, so we'll see if she's actually able to sort of make any progress on getting Johnny out in the coming weeks.
Yes. And Kayla is also going to Kayla's not too bad at this game either. She's gonna sort of recognize that she needs to start making some moves. She's going to apologize to Paris for the other night and try to repair the rift that has been formed between them. And Paris will tell her that she is leaning toward keeping Kayla over Derek. This doesn't change a whole lot in terms of the game structure, but definitely could help Kayla survive the triple in a situation where maybe Paris decides to try and protect Kayla over Allie and Liv.
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly what Kayla needs to do. Recognize that you need to distance yourself from Derek. You need to set yourself up as a lone wolf, as somebody who doesn't have anyone. And, you sort of use me as a weapon. And she needs to sort of make that progression throughout the week. She's already on the block. She's already nominated. I mean, see how veto goes. But then that's the position that you need to put yourself in, because come the triple, this is an opportunity, what the house guests have seen it as, an opportunity to take out a big group of people. To take two or three people out, or two people out that are part of either a duo or a trio. And so if you set yourself up to be a singular player, then you don't look like such a big threat going into the triple, and then even moving forward in the game.
Yes. So don't count Kayla out quite just yet. It would be great for her if she was able to win the triple eviction HOH. Again, anybody who wins the triple eviction HOH is probably going to be a favorite to win the game overall, just because it gives you so much power. Mm-hmm. But of course, if whoever wins is unable to take Johnny out, that is going to be a blow to their game. So that's about what we have for you for the day. I also want to briefly talk about my exit interview with Ryan. There's a lot of rules surrounding the exit interviews with jurors, so I didn't make any comments on it in the podcast itself, but I figured we could talk about it here. I take the integrity of the game very seriously. I was very much on my full robot mode, just like no reaction to anything he was saying. Stick to the questions. Honestly, it was very weird. I felt very rude to not be like laughing or like giving him any acknowledgement whatsoever. I was just like, he probably thinks I hate him. I actually really enjoyed my conversation with Ryan, but he won't know that until he comes out, I guess.
Yeah, he should have done full robot. Robot voice, like, yeah. One of the the voice changers.
That would have been fun. I tried to do was get as much information. I've always wanted to be able to ask jurors direct questions about like who are the people that you would vote for, and I was allowed to. They didn't shoot those questions down. So Ryan said he thinks Johnny is playing the best game in the house. He would love to vote for Johnny in the end if he was there. And then for sentimental reasons, he says he loves Paris as a person, and he would love to vote for Paris in the end if she was there, I think, against anyone except for Johnny. And he thinks that Kayla is playing the worst game in the house. I think that he would be least likely to vote for Kayla in the end. I was thinking about this, and I'm thinking, like, if they allow me to, maybe I should ask future jurors this question, but, like, power rank who you would vote for of the remaining people in the house.
Just put Maligori out of a job. Just do it right there.
Well, I think Ryan's final two jury vote power rankings would be Johnny number one, Paris number two. I think Allie and Liv, you know, one of those two as the next two. And then maybe then it gets tough. Like, I think then maybe Will, because he is annoyed at Will. He talked about being annoyed at Will. He was annoyed at Will that Will was lying to him. Then maybe Maddie. He's certainly not the biggest fan of Maddie. Then maybe Derek, Kayla. In terms of, like, so if whatever combination of people are there, that seems to be his current power rankings of where he is currently. Of course, that is always subject to change depending on the information that other jurors come in with.
Well, one of the things that Ryan did say in your interview with him was that he would also take Paris to the final two if he had the chance. Yeah. Now, I don't know if that's because he does have such a strong relationship with Paris and would just want to go to the end with her sort of regardless of what he thinks her win potential could be. But the fact that he's willing to take her to the final two, I mean, I don't know then what he perceives, you know, her gameplay to be, or how the others perceive her gameplay to be in the house, whether or not he thought he could have beaten her. Like, is that why he was going to take her, or was it because of the sentimental reason? So I think it's interesting to keep in mind.
Yeah, I think he did say that that one of, like, he would take Paris because A, he thinks he could beat her, and B, for sentimental reasons, he would love to you know, get her. Like, he really, Ryan loves Paris. Paris did a great job of getting Ryan to have a really, really good personal relationship with her. But again, like, you know, I've said this before, like, the jury vote is not necessarily about who you like more. It's about who you respect more. And even though Ryan loves Paris on a personal level, he does not respect her game. I think that he is very open and willing to hear, like, if Paris is explaining her game and people are saying that, oh, Paris is actually doing more than you think, he'd be very receptive to that. But right now he sees Paris as, even I could beat Paris, like, anybody could beat Paris. So Paris does have an obstacle to overcome if she makes it to the final two. But I do think that, if she gets enough people to like her on the same level that Ryan does, I think that that would help her in terms of, because I think, like, Kayla, if Kayla or Derek comes into the jury next week and they're talking to Ryan about, actually, Paris is a great social game, she's doing a lot of things that, that you might not have realized. It honestly could go one of two ways. Ryan could be like, actually, I know Paris better than you. And unfortunately, she's not. Or he'd be like, oh, that's great. I love Paris. I'm so happy to hear that she's playing well. But either way, Ryan definitely, I was talking to Liana about this before the podcast. This is my third exit interview in a row where I asked the person, who do you think is playing the best game? Who would you have voted for? And Marin said, Johnny's playing the best game. I would vote for Johnny. Erica, obviously, Johnny's playing the best game, I'd vote for Johnny. And now Ryan, Johnny's playing the best game, I'd vote for Johnny. The jury management is top notch so far. Obviously, the other two aren't in jury, but they could have been. So looking good for Johnny on that aspect as well.
Yeah, and also, I think, you know, it depends if Paris can really own her game, right? Okay. Oh, Kayla says she's like Paul from Big Brother 19. Well, if she can actually own the things that she's doing, and if people believe her, because that's another part of what would need to happen for Paris to convince people, you know. And I think Ryan also explicitly talked about it. He wanted somebody who is going to own their game and who is going to be straightforward with sort of the moves that they were making. So, you know, if she is able to sort of turn that on a little bit closer to the end and with the final juror questions, then I think that she does potentially stand a chance to convince people that she deserves to win the money.
Yes. Now we're in the chat also points out, and they are, I believe, correct. I think Jesse in my interview with him as well said Johnny, he thought Johnny was playing the best game, but he obviously nothing to do with jury. sorry, Jesse. So yeah, and Ryan did say, like, his philosophy as a juror would be like, you have to own your game, and you have to be able to explain what you did. And you can't even, you can't just make stuff up either. You have to like legitimately show that you had an impact on the game and be able to own it. So it'll be interesting to see what comes of that. Obviously, Ryan wasn't the most socially connected person, but I do think that people like Ryan tend to be a little bit influential in the jury, even if they weren't in the house, just because people respect Ryan's knowledge of the game, even though it's only 800 hours. So I do think he will have somewhat of a voice there, especially just the way that Johnny campaign, like jury management did Ryan, I think was very effective, because Ryan has this idea that Johnny is a mastermind, but he doesn't know exactly what Johnny did. So anybody that comes into the jury saying, like if Derek comes into the jury saying Paris's social game is top notch, Ryan's gonna be like, yeah, but have you heard what Johnny's doing? And Derek's like, wait, what? And Ryan is going to revel in the feeling of like, I get to reveal this to you. I knew information that you didn't. Let me explain to you and give you the shocked face about all the things that Johnny is doing.
Yeah, so, Ryan would love that.
Yeah, he would.
I can actually see that happening.
And he'll explain every bit of where Derek went wrong and why Johnny's great. So that's what we've got for you today. Again, I'm just like, you know, obviously I've been singing Johnny's praises all season long. But yesterday was the first day where I felt like this is incredible, that not only did he manage to turn things around last week, but he is now continuing to just impress and further his game. It's like he was playing well, but as soon as Erica left and he made that huge mistake in lying and all of that, he really has kicked his game into another gear. And it really to me is like at least Vanessa level right now, like a little bit messy, but very effective. And we'll see if he's able to continue this reign of Johnny Terror for the rest of the season.
Sounds dangerous. I know, you know, you're talking about Johnny and all the wonderful things that he did, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that Paris had to be told by production to not stick a fork in the toaster yesterday. So, so big competition for Johnny Paris over here. As long as she doesn't electrocute herself, you know, he's really going to be in danger.
Yeah, you know, it's Paris is another interesting character. I really enjoy Paris. I think that she is, you know, she's just like the way that she plays is so interesting. It's such a powerful thing. Like she's basically got this one move that's really, really strong, which is she's able to convince people that she's dumb and that she's worthless. And it's so effective, because who wants to bother to get rid of Paris? But then like almost everything else has been pretty bad. Obviously she did manage to get Ryan up on the block that one time, but then she eventually kind of like came to regret it. It's like anything she does, she regrets later, and everything she fails to do, she's like, ah, and then pretends that it's what she wanted to do. It's a very strange dynamic, but I do think that she is a very strong player, and she definitely has a shot to win here.
Yeah, Paris uses convince people she's dumb, and it's super effective. Yeah. Maybe if she sticks a fork in a toaster, she'll get superpowers, and then that's how she takes out Johnny. That's the long-term plan.
Lawan shows up and he's like, you did it.
You finally got superpowers. The loop has been closed.
You fulfilled the prophecy.
You've broken the curse. Enjoy your effing stick. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. This has been a fun update. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything else that's happening on these feeds. Of course, Rob will be live Monday night after the nomination episode of Big Brother Canada 6. And then Tuesday night, we'll be live with the LFC Roundtable podcast. And of course, check out my upcoming Terrence Show interview with Ben Drew Bergen of the Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers fame. Good stuff in that interview. Looking forward to you guys listening to that. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Liana is at Liana Boris. I think that's anything else, Liana?
The I know you talked about your exit interview, Taryn, but the Survivor exit interview this week was pretty legit. So I really suggest everybody check that out. Taryn, I'm here if you ever need me to fill in, because I was Libby this week. It was a lot of fun.
Wait, that wasn't Libby?
It was Labana, whatever Rob called me. Yeah, it was so much fun. It was really ridiculous, but a good time.
Yeah, we're killing it with the exit interviews here.
Yeah, exactly. Exit interviews on RHAP are just amazing.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you check out all the wonderful stuff that we talked about, and I will see you next time.